Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Witnessing, Lifestyle of a Committed Christian. In this session, we're going to look at Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. Share the word. Have you chosen the field you'll farm for Jesus Christ? Have you begun to plow the lost hearts with prayer? Then you're ready for the third step in spiritual farming. Sowing, going, weeping, sowing, reaping. Let's look at our text. Psalm 126, beginning with verse 1. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. And then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. For those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let's consider the blessing of being saved. The blessing of being saved should motivate you to commitments. Sowing of seeds. One seed is the Word of God, the Gospel. The other seed is Christ-like acts of kindness. Psalm 126 deals with God setting His people free. We can see a person's salvation here. What God does in and through a person that commits his life to Jesus Christ, conversion can be seen clearly. First, the blessing of salvation is experienced, verses 1 through 3. We were like those who dream. The reality of their experience was so good they couldn't believe it. They weren't expecting it. It didn't seem like it was real. Acts chapter 12 and verse 9. So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When God sent an angel to deliver him from prison, Peter thought he was experiencing only a vision. And then look at verse 11. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." Salvation through Jesus Christ is real and is recognizable. The second part or the last part of verse 2 and the first part of verse 3. The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. A saved person knows he's saved, and others can recognize the change. The gratitude results in gladness, and we are glad. Second, the blessing of salvation is exhibited. Verse 4, they publicly declared what the heathens, the lost, had privately concluded. They were delivered. Notice the flow of their witness. It began with gladness, but it ended in sadness. There was great praise of God for the deliverance, yet they knew many of their loved ones weren't free. Jeremiah chapters 24 all the way through chapter 29 speak of the return, but not all of them were able to go back. Many friends and relatives were still kept as captives in Babylon. The ones who were free knew that God was needed to act on their behalf, and they begged him. They rediscovered the secret of the Lord's blessing. The formula is found in verses 5 and 6. It's the business of being saved. Third, the business of salvation is enjoyed. Verses 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This is a God-given business for every believer. It's a God-given program. It's action words. Going, weeping, sowing, reaping. Again, the word forth indicates that something is left behind. So, because you see, a seed in the basket produces nothing. Mark it down. The seed in the basket produces nothing. The law of the harvest. No sowing, no reaping. And our community and the world are mostly unseeded. So it's a God-given program. It's also a God-given passion. There is a reason for a lack of soul winners. There must first be weepers for lost souls. Tears of compassion produce repentance. Jesus wept over a man, Lazarus. Jesus wept over a nation, Israel. Jesus wept over a world, ours. A program without passion produces only dreams, nothing else. So it's a God-given program, it's a God-given passion, and it's a God-given power. Psalm 119, verse 140 reads, "Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Precious seed produces precious fruit." There is a life and a power in a seed. I mean, a seed is so powerful, when it sprouts and begins to work its way upward, it can actually crack concrete. Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." So, it's a God-given program, it's a God-given passion, it's a God-given power, and it is a God-given promise. Verse 5, and the last part of verse 6. "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing." Sorrow in sowing produces rejoicing in reaping. It is a blessing to be saved. And it's too good to keep to ourselves. We must intentionally sow the seed. We must share the Word of God. You have a great day.